Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
You know, some part of me likes The Last as being part of the title for this, don't you?
Is the trilogy ended at 2?
It wasn't supposed to be a trilogy. I don't know. In any case, we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for this movie if you've not gotten this far, if you've not seen the sequel trilogy. This is an interesting installment and somewhat different from the last movie, so we have much to say. And we are having things to drink. What are we having to drink now?
Shirley Temples.
Why?
Because of the Jedi Temple, and also it's red.
Clever. Well done.
Right.
Excellent. So, we have a synopsis. And that would be starting at the beginning. You know, basically, this is Rey is getting trained or wanting to be trained as a Jedi. Luke doesn't want to train her because he doesn't want to be a Jedi.
There's a lot to this, but not a lot, really. Much like a lot of these Star Wars movies. So, in essence, the First Order has sprung back from, like, it was really easy for them to spring back.
Major continuity error to me. And especially given, like, it's like no time has passed since the end of the last movie. It's
literally not a single day is has passed.
It's still, like, you know.
In a coma,
and Rey has just spoken to Luke, and we saw him take his hood off. That's it. That's is seconds from the end of the last movie to the end of this movie, and yet
the First Order somehow has the bandwidth to be in charge of the world and to be chasing Leia and their group of rebels because they're the last ones, I guess, and so they are trying to escape. They take down at great loss of life. They take down a big juggernaut of a ship. It is not, it's called a dreadnought, but it is a juggernaut of a ship. And so,
big ass ship.
They take that down at Poe's command, and Leia's like, loss of life was not worth it, bro. And he's still like, but we did it. And it's just like, but you need to think about the consequences of your reckless actions. And he's
so
like,
she demotes him.
He's demoted.
I would add that there is a person we're supposed to care about that is part of this that is on a bomber it ends up being kind of suicide.
I think her name's Paige. Either way, they are trying to escape. They go to light speed, but they are tracked through light speed. And so that's active tracking.
It's new technology.
Yeah, so they were not prepared for that. Their fuel reserves are low, and they don't know how they're going to escape. Meanwhile, Finn wakes up, and he's like, oh my gosh, where's Rey? And they're just like, Rey's with Luke. Don't worry about her. She's fine. But he's just like, but what if she comes back and we're in this mess? And it's just like, well, that's going to be an issue, but it's not one we can deal with right now.
Well, Leia apparently gave her a tracker. So she would know where they were. And this is like one of those things that is weird, idiotic, and not disgusting.
Also, the fuel reserves are they are timed by hours. And they already said their fuel reserves were low. What I would assume that meant is for a cruiser like that, they have maybe like a day left of fuel at most, maybe 12 hours.
Maybe.
But the course of the events with Rey and Luke is a matter of days.
Oh, yeah, it's lengthy.
So I have no idea how these timelines are exactly matched.
It's a different planet. It's like Tatooine. Time's just different.
Like, at least 4 days goes by with Rey and Luke.
Minimum. Oh,
minimum.
Sure. Yeah.
Minimum.
Well, but it's also days for Kylo Ren, who is also having his crises, and Snoke's being mean to him, and
Snoke's like, you failed, and that girl who can't even use a lightsaber used it on you and won, and you pussy. And So he's feeling
more
really
daddy
beat up about
issues.
it. More daddy issues galore. And so he's about to shoot the cruiser that has Leia on it, but he hesitates. And thus continuing his internal struggle, because he could kill his dad, but his mom. But you gotta think about how idiotic this whole daddy issues thing is. He is completely projecting his issues with Luke onto Han. Han had nothing to do with that shit. And I think that also might have bothered him, but that's never addressed.
Yeah, and the thing is, Leia had nothing to do with it either. If anything, Leia's more culpable as a parent than Han is, but for whatever reason, in Kylo Ren's mind, Luke and Han are equal. And then, so, like, he can't shoot down his mommy, but
this is so dumb.
It's so dumb. Leia is shot out into space.
Everyone's dead. But the Force allows her to fly
back
into the shuttle, which now can just open out into space easily and pull her in.
Yeah,
and she's just in a coma. She's fine, but she's in a coma.
We need to acknowledge the fact that Carrie Fisher, the actress, died.
This was made before she died. Like,
yeah,
it hadn't finished complete post-production before she died, but she died after they created this movie.
Right.
With what they knew in post-production, I'm sure they already had a release date out, so they were feeling the time pressure, but given what they knew, they probably should have just, like, obviously, but the thing is, like, that would require so many reshoots and stuff like that.
Well, right.
But in the script in general, I don't think it's a good idea. It's really dumb for her to come back to life in the middle of space and then come back in. Like, that makes no sense.
Right. It's
obviously, they couldn't know.
She is the culmination of Vader's attempt to make sure Padme lives. You know, like, like she's using the Force to come back from death. I don't. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
I hate it. And we'll talk about it in my cons.
Yeah,
but it's also a weird story issue that, like, she's just in a coma, and everyone's like, well, this is what Leia would do, and we're going to do what Leia would do, and here's the second in command. So they're acting like she's dead.
Right.
So it's like, okay, why didn't you just kill her? but anyway, so they give command over to Laura Dern, and they're just like, okay, well, we're going to follow you, no questions asked, and you're not going to give us any idea of what the plan is, even Poe. And Poe's like, all right. So
he comes up with
his
alternative plan, which involves...
Which is Finn and this girl Rose, whose sister just got killed during the bombing of the Juggernaut.
And we're supposed to care.
And we're supposed to care. Here's the thing about Rose, and I will discuss this more in cons, but I don't hate the actress. The actress is not the issue for me. Mm-hmm. Her character is just superfluous. Anyway, so what happens is Finn really wants to go make sure that Rey is safe enough to come back, or go find Rey and get to, like, a safer place so that Rey can find him. So they come up with a plan to, okay, we're going to disable the tracking on the lead ship of the First Order, and we are going to be able to slip away into light speed and go to a safe system so that everyone is safe. Everything will be fine. That is the plan.
And Rey can come to us.
But they need security codes to get onto the ship. Otherwise, they'll get killed. And so they have to go on this side quest at the insistence of Maz Kanata.
Who had nothing to do with any of this.
Nothing.
And how
and apparently
the fuck
could
Poe,
do it if
how the fuck
he was
does
available.
Poe know her and how to get in touch with her? There's, like, no backstory there.
Finn at least met her.
Right. But, like, for, like, a hot minute.
I think that Maz is probably just a resistance person, mm-hmm. and obviously Finn wouldn't know her, but obviously Han did, and
but Poe would not, and Poe's the one who reached out to her.
Wouldn't Poe?
There is no reason to believe that Poe would know who she is.
I think that's not accurate, but...
But leaving that aside, assuming that that's a possibility...
She sends him on this dumbass fetch quest.
The fucking Canto Bite...
Which is a casino planet.
Who is a code breaker. It's like, why would you leave your own solar system, or not your own, but the solar system that you're in,
when you're low on fuel and everybody's low on fuel and everything else, to go get a code breaker, come back, break onto this fucking, it's just ridiculous. It's
Yeah,
dumb.
and time is of the essence, and I don't understand why they do it. Anyway, they go, they get arrested, and they find this like down on his luck in a cell code breaker who
Oh
he
my,
had to do.
Benicio
So,
del Toro, who is
who's doing a
wasted.
stutter as
Yeah,
well.
he's wasted in this movie. It's just,
I think he's a great actor. I think
I do
that
too, but not
they
enough.
don't do enough with his character, and they try to act like he's important, but I'm like, no,
No,
he's not. You
no,
didn't make him important.
no.
Either way, they use the code breaker to get onto the big ship, and let's take a pause on that and go see what's going on with Rey and Luke.
Which is nothing.
Nothing. So imagine if Luke got to Dagobah and then followed Yoda around for several days, just waiting for something to happen.
There's a little bit of that on Dagobah,
Not
honestly.
really, because at
Not like
least
this.
Yoda invited him into his home to test out like his character and
Yeah.
was like doing everything for a purpose. Luke's just being a little bitch about it.
He's just
And
like, I don't wanna.
oh my God. And
Meh.
again, if we had gone like so we find out that in the backstory with Kylo, maybe I was just remembering part of it and like making it a bigger thing than it was. But the Knights of Ren, I guess, were started by Kylo, like with some of the people who were in the Jedi class under Luke.
Yeah, so Luke started a Jedi class of 12 people, including Ben Solo. He starts finding out that Ben has dark side tendencies. He's worried about it, and he reads his mind while he's asleep because I guess it's the only time he can read his mind. And like, there's a lot more darkness, and somehow Snoke's
I
involved, which
don't know how
never gets
Snoke's involved.
explained.
We'll discuss that.
And he's like, he gets scared and he fires up his lightsaber and then he feels bad. But while the lightsaber is still fired up, Ben wakes up, sees it, assumes he's there to kill him, and they
Which
get,
is a fair assumption.
it's a fair assumption. But they don't have any conversation before, he starts attacking, well, defending himself against what he believes the threat of Luke is, and
And so
crushes him with a building.
and then he stages a whole coup where the people who aren't going to be a part of the Knights of Ren, he slaughters.
Yeah.
And so he
Killing
takes his
younglings,
band of,
always bad.
he takes his band of cool Knights of Ren and they head off to find Snoke. I don't understand his
We have,
backstory
I mean,
entirely.
because it's been some period of time, so who the
Yeah.
fuck knows?
And
I don't
why aren't the Knights of Ren more heavily implemented in the Empire? Again, I think they should have been the head of the Empire, but that's just my opinion.
know.
But yeah, or the First Order. But
Well, I guess Snoke's more powerful generally with the Force,
I
so
don't think
they
Snoke
haven't
should
overthrown him.
exist.
Well, I'm fine with that. And honestly, by the time we get to the next movie, it's like I don't even know what's happening
I don't
anymore.
either. So they. So Rey eventually convinces, sorry, not even Rey, R2 convinces Luke with a flashback little Leia message from New Hope. Is like, well, look, you inspire hope. There is hope. And so it's just like, okay. And so he starts training Rey, but not like really training her. He's just training her in like the Force and being like, well, this is why the Force should die. Or like the
Well, right.
Jedi should die and let the Force be.
He's more or less obliterated himself from the Force. And Rey even points out, she's like, I'm sitting here feeling the Force, and I'm not feeling you at all. And he's already acting like he's sublimated into the Force, essentially. Like he's just part of everything. He's not an active participant anymore. But he tries to train her, and she is immediately drawn by the dark side, which
Which offers her.
everybody's dark side involves their parentage. I don't really understand this shit.
I don't either. But the thing that draws her is like, well, it's calling to me, and I think it has answers about who my parents are, because she never really knew. And
Fair.
so she thinks that it's. And I'm sorry, but like.
That's a
No,
legit thing.
absolutely. But I. We'll talk about the resolution in a second. But,
So she also has this force mind bridge with Kylo Ren, which we've later find out was set up by Snoke and kind of manipulated by him. And so they are like kind of going back and forth, being like, I can draw you to the dark side, I can draw you to the light side. Look at my
Look
chest.
at my chest.
And then but like
Adam
she does
Driver is
think
really, really ripped, by
he
the
really is, but we already knew. But
way.
so Rey is like, I can fix him. And so she's trying to, and looks like, no, babe, you can't fix what's already really, really fucking broken. And she's like, what, where'd that attitude come from? It's like from looking inside his mind like 12 years ago. I'm sure it's only gotten worse. And he also killed his father in front of you.
In front of you, like you should have like a thing, but a hint that
But
something's
this
wrong. But
coming from Luke, my dad chopped my hand off, light Skywalker.
and I thought there was getting hints still.
And you
I'm
thought
Mr. Optimistic when it comes to bad people, and Kylo's gone,
obviously
gone.
that could just be like a young man's naivete and he's jaded by the world, I guess. But I feel like, again, if his whole class of 12 Jedi were all turned to the dark side, I think I'd understand it better. But I think that in general, like the idea, he's jaded. I think that's an interesting turn for Luke to take because he was always the optimistic one, always being like, well, I can turn you and like
Right?
all that
I can make
stuff.
it work.
So I like that he's not quite as cocky in that sense anymore. Now he's just like, well, stop being so cocky. You can't turn anyone. I tried. And even my dad still fought me on it like crazy. And obviously, there turned out to be a little bit of, well, enough self-preservation, I guess. Not necessarily good, but self-preservation in D Darth Vader to throw his mentor, who he was already planning on killing, over into a cavern. But I can understand why Luke is jaded, but either way, but he took that as a win, so I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, so Rey has a full Return of the Jedi. I'm gonna go talk to him instead, and I'll turn him. I got this. It is so Return of the Jedi coded, it's insane. So she is taken to Snoke, and Snoke's like, yes, I'm going to like take this from you, and then I'm going to have my apprentice strike you down and all that stuff, all the usual stuff. But what does happen, what actually happens is he gets the information from Rey, but then Kylo kills Snoke.
This is
And
actually a very cool battle, I
that
think.
was
We're gonna talk
cool.
about it. This is gonna
It
be a
is
pro for
cool.
me.
Yeah, no, it is for me too. And it is a cool battle with the Red Guard and all that stuff.
Yeah, but from a character development standpoint, what's happening is they're fighting together and Rey's thinking, great, I've turned him. Let's go save the rebellion.
Meanwhile,
And he's
Kylo's like, well, I
let's
just
take
killed
over.
my supervisor, and so I can take over the galaxy. Which, I'm sorry,
Come rule the galaxy with me. It's such a Vader move. It's like,
he
dude.
expedited the 18-year process and by just fucking doing it.
Although we don't even know how long he was the slave of Snoke,
It
so
hasn't been that long. Him and Rey are about the same age. Maybe he's a little
he
older.
seems older.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So what happens is that now that we've caught up with that, Poe, I keep saying Poe, I mean
Finn.
Finn and Rose sneak on with the Codebreaker. They get to the tracker and they get caught immediately because they've been sold out.
By the Codebreaker dude.
Yeah, and they're so betrayed by this, and it's just like, you guys shouldn't have trusted him in the first
Well, I mean,
place.
he even said he's not trustworthy, so like,
Yeah, like you met him in jail.
yeah. We're trying to make him cool, like Han. He certainly is not that. He's not a Han replacement by any
No,
stretch.
no. So they are going to be executed by Phasma. Meanwhile, Poe, Lei is fine, and no one is telling Poe what's going on, and so he stages a coup, but then gets stopped by Leia, who's gotten out of her coma and stuns him. And so they
So
all board
convoluted.
transports that have apparently cloaking abilities, and so they are going to leave
And
while
go to a
Laura
planet.
Dern stays behind and just lets herself die and be the distraction.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, like, I'm going to talk about it as a con. Never mind. Go
Okay,
ahead.
that's fine. So she know the cloaking is revealed by the code breaker that's what they're doing, which I don't know how Finn and Ro. Oh, I no, I guess they no, they were told, I guess, by Poe over
Well, yeah, because
intercom.
yeah, Poe's been communicating with BB-8,
Yeah, so never
and
mind.
it's like on an open line kind of thing,
Yeah,
like
very loud in the
BB-8.
hallway, and so. So the
Sneaky.
small transports start getting picked off, and they are starting to
It's getting bad.
die.
It's
And
getting bad. There's more than one transport. They're like, I don't know, five,
so
six.
Laura Dern turns the ship around and goes straight at the lead ship at light speed, killing herself, but sacrificing herself for the team and causing chaos so that they can get away onto the planet where they already know where you're going, but it's something at least.
Yeah.
So
Well, and the reason they chose that planet is it used to be a rebel base. It's well
has
fortified. It
communication.
has communications, although it's an abandoned base. They think there might be stuff.
Yeah, anything really.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Rey has like now talked to Kylo and is like, "Hey, well now's your chance. Stop the bombing of the fleet." And then he's just like, "Or we
Or.
could rule the galaxy side by side."
And she's
It's
like,
a
no.
classic Skywalker move. And so,
Skywalker man move.
yeah, except for Luke. Luke doesn't want to rule anything,
He just
but
wants to have his little Jedi school, and that
and that failed.
fails.
His one dream. Anyway,
I have a dream. Sorry.
So Rey is like, "Fuck you," and she escapes. Question mark. She
Super
just
unclear.
leaves, and Kylo lets her. Question mark.
Exactly.
I
Yeah.
don't really
What is
understand
happening
that.
here?
She gets on the Millennium Falcon. I guess she hitches a ride from Chewie.
Chewie,
I don't
where
know.
was Chewie all this time? This is a con for me. How did Chewie get there? How did he know where she was when
And how
we
was he
don't
allowed
know
onto the
any
ship?
of this? We don't know.
Also, during this chaos of the light speed ram, damn it, Finn and Rose and all them, Phasma's now dead because Poe let her. Fuck, Finn let her die.
Yeah,
Finn let her
he threw her
die.
into a chasm,
Yeah,
which is
as you
fine.
do with
Well,
evil people.
he's doing pretty well, honestly.
Yeah, he was doing fine, and but they escape via the transport, I guess they came in, and I guess. Anyway, they all reconvene, kind of. Rey doesn't reconvene with everyone
Logistics
yet.
of a lot of the surveying.
They are non-existent. But so they all reconvene. By they, I mean Finn and Rose reconvene with the rest of the rebels, while Rey and Chewie, I guess, rendezvous and are also on their way to that planet because she saw where they were heading.
Right, because she's got the tracker.
Yes. Meanwhile, Kylo's like, "Let's go get those fucking rebels." And it's just like, "I'm sorry, you could have killed Rey like easily. Like she was right there." But okay,
He
anyway.
thinks he's gonna turn her, I guess, still. What?
They both have blind faith that they're gonna turn each other to a different side. It's actually really funny. But either way, so they're at the abandoned base and the First Order.
old abandoned base,
It's on a
but.
salt planet, and it's actually a cool salt planet. I really like the
It is. It's
design.
cool. It's got crystal foxes, which are neat.
That, but they also have the, it looks like snow, but it is salt, and whenever you like
It's like a
you
salt
get the,
flat.
yeah, you get the first layer off and it's red. It's
Yeah,
cool.
it's dark red. It's cool looking.
It's very cool looking. And so then they are the First Order come in and they have a cannon that's going to get the blast door open, which they're all concerned about. So they're getting these dinky little speeders out to kill and shoot the cannon, which Finn is going straight towards, and Rose stops him even though he had time.
Yeah,
I absolutely
still
understand the idea of, like, okay, well, if he was going to kill himself by doing it, yes,
and it kind
but
of looks like
it kind
that
of looks
initially.
like that, but I'm like, he could have also shot it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly
Well, he melted his
why.
gun a little bit, so I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know why he was planning on committing suicide there. Everyone in this movie are so gung-ho about committing suicide, and I don't understand it. Either way, they Rose plows into him and makes sure that he doesn't kill himself by causing a crash between them, which, okay.
And she gets injured
Yeah, she gets in, obviously, she gets injured.
badly.
Finn's fine, but it's not like he was T-boned at all. But he's like, "Oh no, Rose!" And then Rose kisses him. And I'm just like, "No, that doesn't really work for me." And again, it's not the actress; it's the character.
Well,
And
she has a stupid line of it's not
about killing
killing the
what we
things we
hate.
hate, it's about saving the things we love. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it felt cheesy to me,
Yes, it
and
did.
a lot
A
of
lot of
there.
everything with her feels very cheesy.
Yeah, it feels like a greeting card. Not a greeting card. No, it feels like one of those oh my gosh, like Pier One import signs.
Oh,
Like they
like the
like white ladies
affirmations.
put in their kitchens.
Affirmations or whatever.
It's not killing what we hate, it's saving what we love.
Yeah, well, it's my affirmation of the
Anyway, so Ray causes helps distract the First Order, but what really helps, what puts it over the edge, if you will, is Luke, who looks like he had a haircut and dyed his hair a little bit, and with a different lightsaber shows up, and
Yeah, the lightsaber thing makes no sense.
well,
Sorry.
neither does the fact that he looks younger. It's just so that he looks the same as when Ben last saw him. I think that was the point, even
Okay.
though the lightsaber still makes no sense. Anyway, so he shows up and says hi to Leia, which is very nice, and then he goes to confront Kylo. Kylo has everyone shoot at him. None of it works.
It's so great. This
Very
whole
funny.
sequence is awesome.
And we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
But yeah, all fire on him, and then nothing happens. So he finally
Continues to
confronts
distract.
Kylo face to face, and Kylo's like a petulant child about it, and when he says, "I'm sorry," not Kylo, but when Luke
Luke.
says, "I'm sorry, I failed you," because he did, in many
Yeah.
ways he did,
Yeah.
and Rey even pointed that out before now, of like, yeah, you saw him being pulled to the dark side, so you need to stop him from doing that and not like freak the fuck out about it. And so he apologizes, "I failed you," and then Kylo just goes, "I bet you are." It's like, okay, that's not
Are
the
you an
energy we
adult?
go into
No,
this
you're
with.
not. This is not the best way of dealing with daddy issues.
It's
Just
not.
pointing
It's
it out.
not. But
Like I said, a lot of this is looking like bad therapy.
we eventually find out that he is just force ghosting, hologramming himself.
Across the
Yeah,
galaxy.
which is taking a lot of energy, which ends up killing him.
And he
He
sublimates
sublimates.
into the force.
Yeah, which is very peaceful and nice. Rey, meanwhile, gets the rest of the resistance out of the cave that they were being stuck in.
Onto the Millennium Falcon,
And they
and
escape. Ta-da! Ta-da!
so what prize did you have?
Okay. Luke. I really like Luke. I think that they take a little bit too long with getting to the meat of the character. I do like his him having a different kind. Obviously, like, he has changed over time.
Yeah, I
And
had expected him to be talking about going to the Tashi station and getting power
I
converters. He's a bit whiny.
But that's never changed. But I also think that we saw that Han and Leia didn't change all that much in over the past, what, like 20 something years. And but I like seeing that Luke at least changed. And not that I wanted Leia and Han to change all that much, but I think Luke, it makes sense with the backstory that they are giving him for him to change because he failed people and now he's running away from failure. But he has this whole conversation with Yoda via Force Ghost. And he's just like, yeah, I feel but I failed. And he's just like, well, yeah, learn from failure, bitch. And it's like, oh shit, you're right.
Failure's the
And
best
that's
teacher.
really what this whole movie's about. It's about learning from failure.
Yeah.
Everyone is. And
Yep.
I do like that message. I like that he eventually does train Rey, and the way he does it is like, don't be selfish with the force. It's not yours to use. It's a gift to use it. And if you use it, you need to use it the correct way, or just not at all.
Yeah.
And I do like that.
And the force is for everybody too. I think there's a definite element of that in this as well, but I'm going to talk about that in my course.
It's saving the day. I love the way he does it. I think
Yeah.
it's the per it doesn't bring him back all the way to what he was before, which I like. I like that it still has a lot of snark to it and a lot of like cheekiness.
But it
And
also has like him really using the force in a way we haven't
no,
seen.
absolutely. And I really like that a lot. I also like him apologizing to Kylo. I think that's very important for him to do, considering he did make an assumption, and it was a correct assumption, but he could have helped him, much like Obi-Wan and
From a certain
Yoda.
point of view, yeah.
Well, Yoda at least pointed out, hey, you're feeling this pull to the dark side, don't do
Yeah,
it. Like, again,
just
have a
say no.
discussion with it and
Just say no.
just say no, dare. Anyway, I also really like the moment where I like him reuniting with Leia. I think that's very sweet. Even though I think that she should have died when the events happened, I do think that the reuniting is nice. So I'm glad that happened. It's a shame that Han never got to see him after like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then the sublimating into the Force, I think, is very nice. Of course, it's looking at two suns setting. It's very poetic. I like it.
It's only one son.
No, it's two.
Okay, if you say so. I saw
I saw two.
that.
Anyway,
How much were you drinking?
no, there was like one on the right and one down and left.
Okay.
That's what I saw. Anyway, Kylo Ren having an internal battle and still having impulse control. He is still a petulant child who doesn't know how to control his anger. And I like that we still see that. And I like that it's an ongoing issue and not just resolved in between movies. Because I do feel like that could easily have happened. And I'm glad it didn't. I'm glad that is a continuing issue with him. It's like one of his fatal flaws.
Well, it's pretty
And
much so little time passed between the two movies,
no,
too.
exactly. But again, it with different directors and all that stuff, it easily could have
Sure.
changed.
Sure.
And I like that he doesn't shoot Leia. I think that, again, it shows there's a potential for him to change. And so I always liked that, like, kind of going back and forth between dark and light. I liked it. I think the prequels did it poorly showing that transition. I think that the original trilogy did some lip service to it, but we didn't really get to see it because Darth Vader was more of an evil figure in those movies and not much else. But
But
in
Luke
they are
has a good point.
actually trying to show it in these movies, and I do appreciate that. Rey being a nobody and diving deeper, I like that. I like because sorry, we didn't mention this in the synopsis, but Rey is talking to Kylo, and Kylo is like, "You know what your who your parents were?" And she was like, "They were nobodies." And I'm just like, "Okay, but the phrasing of that line bugs me because it's telling the audience that they were no one of consequence in the story. To Rey, they were still her parents,
Yeah.
and just because he says, "Oh, they were like smugglers who were like, ki or like." Drunks or something who sold you for drinks or whatever the fuck
It's
his
like him calling her a
explanation.
mudblood or something. It's like,
It kind of is. No, but she's also calling yourself one. I'm just like,
yeah.
okay, but like,
It
not
doesn't
that
change your
doesn't mean
ability.
anything. You wanted to know who they were. You don't like none of it mattered if like if Luke was your father, which he wasn't gonna be, but
Yeah.
if he was your father, then that would that really make that much of a difference in your life?
I had all this speculation about that, but anyway, go on.
Everyone did, but I kind of like the idea of letting us down and being like, yeah, no, the whole thing in this movie, and I'll go ahead and tie in the other best part I have about it, is that anyone can have the Force. It doesn't matter who your family is. And I think that we have centered so much of Star Wars around this one fucking family. And I like the idea. And I think that the series are trying to do this as well, but like showing other parts of the galaxy and how not everything's that interconnected and not everything has to do with Luke and the
The
Skywalkers.
very first person that you think of is your twin sister who also has
Exactly.
the
The
Force, is
galaxies are
the one and only
huge.
person you know.
Exactly, the one woman you know. And meanwhile, we've got Rey, and it's just like, okay, well, my parents weren't anybody special. They were
Well,
je not were not Jedi. They weren't.
but we also have Finn, who clearly is Force sensitive as well, if not like endowed with Force, because he handles the lightsaber well. He knows things that he shouldn't know. Yeah, I think there was definitely room for him to be like someone who's going to come up in the Force as time goes on. But no, we get none of that.
No.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think that the idea that you, again, the other best part I was going to mention is the kid at the end who we saw briefly on Canto Bight. He casually uses the Force to get a broom to him and sweeps the floor and has hope looking towards the future and because of the resistance. And I really like that it, again, doesn't matter who your fucking parents are, you can be a wizard, Harry. And I think that's really
Exactly.
cool. And I like the idea of that. Go, Rian Johnson. I'm glad that you included that. But then we don't care about that in the next movie. Yeah,
Muggle-borns.
literally. And also diving deeper into Rey's like abandonment issues
Yeah.
because that is a very big part of her character
Well,
of
and
like
it could
why she
go.
stayed on Jakku for so long and all that stuff.
It is, the kind of thing that can be a negative draw for real people in real life. Like I said, it's kind of like bad therapist, but that negative draw, you can have all the ability of in the world, but you focus on this negative thing and you're never going to get past it. Never. And I like the fact that, she's seeing all of her ability, and the fact that, her parents were nobody makes no difference at all.
Red Guard is cool. I thought they were cool. Cool weapons,
They're cool.
cool aesthetic, like that. General Hux being a snotty Nazi brat while also getting beat up. I like that. Rey growing to understand the Force again, that's more a part of like Luke's training. I like that she is seeing all sides of it, and even though she has blind faith in the light side of the Force, she also sees the draw to the dark side. Kylo and Rey's Force conversations with them trying to sway each other, I think are very funny. I think that it's very funny that both of these people have complete opposite objectives, but are trying the exact same way to get each other to the other side. I think it's very funny, and it's an interesting way to do it. But it also is just drawing on the fact that they are not so different, that they can both be swayed is just part of being human. And so I like that. Killing Snoke, really cool. Expediting the 18-year plan, we like to see it. It only took you 12 years. Anyway, good guys and bad guys being less clear. The one thing I do like about the Codebreaker is that he does bring up, all right, well, look at this arms dealer. He sells to both the good guys and the bad guys. Does this make him a good or a bad guy or just someone out for profit?
Well, but he also encourages people, like his thing is, just stay out of the good bad argument and
Look at.
look out for yourself.
Yeah, no,
Look out for
exactly. A
number
very
one, which,
Han mentality at the beginning
yeah, and
of New
it's a
Hope.
little, yeah.
It's also a very Max idea from Sound of Music of like, yeah, there are bad things going on around you as long as it's not happening to you. Which is not the mentality we want to go with, but it's also a different mentality, so at least it's something. Lightspeed Ram is really cool. Final battle with Luke and Kylo. It could have been interesting if Kylo killed all of his who we thought were his enemies, like Han, Leia, and Luke, and then felt completely empty. And I think that would have been interesting if, like, that was just his entire purpose of, like, I'm gonna kill these people, they ruined my life, whatever, for one reason or another.
Right,
If they
because
had expanded on that, that would have
well,
been
he
interesting.
keeps talking about like let the past go, like killing Snoke, killing Han. He's gonna move on to bigger, better things. And of course, when he sees Luke, like, I must kill you too. But he doesn't kill Leia, and it's interesting.
Yeah, and again, that would have been interesting for Rey to draw on as far as that pulled to the light is concerned. And he doesn't end up killing Luke. He wants to, but he doesn't. But I do think that that would have been way more interesting of like, all right, well, at least at the end, there is kind of a moment at the end where the lucky dice that were in
The
the
Millennium
Millennium
Falcon.
Falcon that were given to Leia by Force Ghost Luke are just on the floor, didn't disappear immediately. And he looks at them and they disappear in his hand. And he feels devastated. It's like, oh, would you look at
Yeah,
that?
look at what you did.
Nothing.
Yeah, you get nothing, dude.
Salt plant design is cool. And the force sensitive kid at the end, I've already mentioned.
All right, so my best parts, my pros. I like that Carrie Fisher's daughter is in this. The actress
She's in the last
Billie
one.
Lord. I know, but she gets a little more speaking time and whatever in this
I like
movie.
that she's on post side. That's funny.
Yes, it's fun. Poe and BB-8 fucking with General Hux at the beginning, I think, is really funny. It's a little childish, but at the same time, you never get to see that kind of humor, really. Like anybody directly poking fun at the Imperial people or the Nazis. It's kind of funny. Taking out the dreadnought, I think, is fun. Some of it's a little stupid, like the cost of the lives involved is a little stupid, but again, it's a cool looking fight right at the beginning. The bomber that we are supposed to care about, Chewie's awesome. Chewie's awesome throughout this movie. I love him. He is awesome. Like he comes in with Rey and pulls the door off of Luke's hut because Luke won't come out and talk to Rey. So he pulls the door off and he starts yelling at Luke, and Luke's like, "Wait a minute, why are you here? Where's Han? Wait a minute." Like he wouldn't have known. I mean, it's so
He
weird.
probably felt something but didn't
Didn't
know
know what it
exactly what it
was.
meant.
Oh, it's sad. Snoke is liking Hux, and he's in person on the ship. Like he'd been a projection before or a hologram before. He's in person for this entire movie, so that's really kind of cool that they've developed him as a more present character. The Red Guard, very cool. I like them. It's kind of like the Imperial Guard that we saw in Return of the Jedi. It is a cool, like, it's a cool aesthetic. They do a lot more in this movie, and I think it's cool. Seeing Luke reunite with R2-D2 and the Millennium Falcon and all that stuff, I liked. Again, it's fan service. I like some of the fan service. It's a thing. Luke fucks with Rey when she's learning about the Force. Like,
That
he's
is funny.
it's funny because it's like you're taking this so seriously, and but you don't understand what you're trying to do. You have an idea in your head what the Force is, and you need to let that go because it's much more complicated than that. Luke admitting his flaws, I think that he doesn't admit all of them at first. He does eventually, but he does. The fact that he owns up to his screw up is important. And it's a big character arc thing for him, and also for Rey to see that, and to see that she kind of prompted some of it, and that her conversation with Kylo prompted it. So, that is useful to her and useful to them as characters. There's a whole lengthy negative thing on Canto Bight. I'm gonna maybe talk about some of it, but specifically, there's an escape on horses that takes for fucking ever
And
when
it's
the
the
fuel
pro.
is running. No, it,
Why
it,
is
I,
this being mentioned in pros, moms?
you know, I, it's, it, they're kind of cute. It's visually interesting. It's visually interesting.
No, it
It
is.
is. And I guess they used it as filler for this movie, and
Like it
didn't.
needed
It
filler.
did
It's
not.
2 hours and probably 20 minutes.
The Kylo and Rey thing, that connection that they have, is both a positive and a ne negative to me. But again, it's funny. I like at least that there's a more in-depth conversation going on about the Force and about like what their goals are, and the fact that their goals aren't clear. Because we have like very clearly defined goals in the original trilogy. One of the biggest problems with
the prequels is there weren't clearly defined goals, and there wasn't any real substantive conversation about it. So at least we're getting some substantive conversation, which I think is helpful. Yoda appearing, I kind of like the things that he says to Luke about failure being a great teacher and so on and so forth. I think that's good. Admiral Holdo sacrificing herself. I really liked that scene where she blasts and she goes at light speed and destroys the First Order ship. There's a lot I don't like about her character, which I probably will talk about
I
in
will also
cons.
talk about
But I also like that they use the silence after that. It should be this
it.
big explosion, but it's silence. And
Yeah.
in the theater, that was like really,
That
really
was
cool
really cool.
and intense. Kylo killing Snoke with this remote lightsaber force move that he just cuts him in half
And Rey catches the
and Rey
lightsaber.
catches the lightsaber. This battle with right after Snoke dies too with the Red Guard, super cool. I love the way they're using each other's weapons, helping each other. I just think that's really cool. Rey possibly being no one, and the Force being for everyone. I really like that, and of course that comes up again later on. There are cool visuals on that base that we talked about with the crystal foxes and the salt flats and the red dirt. Very cool. Where the fuck has Chewie been? I want more Chewie. But every time we see Chewie, Chewie's great. Luke showing up in the end. I like his interaction with Leia. His goodbye to her, basically. And I like him fucking with Kylo Ren. And I really love that. I love Finn and Rey's reunion. Again, they've been separated this entire movie. And that connection's still there. And again, it's something that I think is overall wasted in the seventh, I'm sorry, eighth and ninth films. But you see it on screen. Like they run and hug and they're really happy to see each other. And it really is a nice thing. I like the fact that Luke sublimates into the Force. And I do really like this theme of anyone can wield the Force. I think that's important. What were your cons?
Rose is a pointless character meant to teach Finn about how bad the First Order and life can be, which he already knew. I was watching this one guy who I often watch on YouTube. I think it was the same guy who I showed you the Harry Potter reviews and all that stuff.
Could be.
He watched all that. Well, he's a nerd, so he watches all the Star Wars movies like we do. And I think his YouTube channel is Cosmonaut, a variety hour picture show or something. Anyway, he said, and I totally agree with, and I already knew I agreed with the fact that Poe should have gone instead of Rose, but the reason why is Finn doesn't need to learn this lesson. Rose is not learning a lesson, she's teaching the lesson, and Poe doesn't need to know this lesson because he's already had a shit life. He was taken as a child to be a
You're talking about
stormtrooper.
Finn.
I mean, Finn, yes. I keep saying that. I don't know why. I don't know why Finn is not. I don't understand.
It's not really a name, it's a number that they've turned into a name.
I don't know why. It just is not working. Poe should have gone with instead
With
of
Rose.
Rose with Finn.
With Finn.
And
Yeah,
so
that
Poe could
buddy
learn
thing,
the
that would be
lesson.
great.
So Poe could learn the lesson that life can be shit when you're under the First Order and being reckless is really bad and whatever, like some kind of lesson. Like if you were going to go on a lesson learning trip with Finn, Poe should have been the one to go. And also, they have chemistry. We already know this. They already get along great. And was Poe doing all that much on the ship? No. He was just waiting for stuff to happen, and it wasn't doing
I'm
anything.
guessing Oscar Isaac's filming schedule didn't allow. I don't
Why do you
know.
always assume that? He's
Well,
in a Star Wars movie.
but he's in a lot of stuff.
Like, he wouldn't block off his schedule to be in a fucking Star Wars movie.
That's true.
Like,
But I
no.
will say this: I also think there was some tokenism going on with this movie, and I don't.
I don't like that generally. I think it did a disservice to the actress who played Rose. You know, like,
Oh, sure, yeah.
because the way it's written is just kind of throwaway,
I have
you
nothing
know?
wrong with the idea that Rose is a character in this universe, but she could have been the one that we were following on the ship while we were dealing with like Poe and Finn on Canto Bight and doing this whole like relief mission.
Yeah,
Because it
that is.
also would have made more sense because Poe is actually a pilot.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, apparently Rose is an engineer, so she knows how to do that, but like, I don't see why it couldn't have been Poe.
No.
Anyway, again, they have chemistry, established chemistry, and we want to see more of them. We haven't seen them together since the very beginning of Force Awakens, but before they were separated. We don't really get to see much more of them.
No.
So why not give us like half of a movie's worth? Like, that
Yeah.
would be great.
Yeah, but we get half a movie of Finn and a girl we don't care about.
And don't know.
And they almost try to make it like a romance thing, and it's
Well,
kind of like,
yeah,
oh,
my next
please,
con is
no.
Rose kissing Finn,
Oh,
even though they've already
no.
kind of established, and obviously like this is trying to be like, okay, well, it's not like she knew about Rey and him having like kind of flirty tension or whatever. And so
No.
it's obviously like it's not like she was doing it out of like spite or something like that. She just
Which would
felt
have
those
been
feelings
fun,
and
right?
whatever. I think that the kiss was superfluous, much like the character, and I'm just like, why?
I'm with you. Why?
And the thing is, it's almost like it's trying to be like the new love story, but they didn't establish any flirty tension,
No.
any banter between them other than here's a lesson you need to learn about life, and it's just like my sister died. It's like, okay.
She's also very preachy about Canto Bight and everything
I
else.
think
It's
that's the
like,
problem with her character is like just meant to be a preaching at the audience kind of thing. And I'm just like,
yeah,
okay, well,
oh.
if we need to learn a lesson, or like if a character needs to learn a lesson, like Poe needs to at the beginning of this movie about being reckless and how it costs lives and how that is an actual issue, make him interact with Rose.
Because he saw the whole village being destroyed at the beginning
He
of
should
Force
know
Awakens.
that.
I don't think he needs to know that. I think he's just kind of reckless. Regardless, I don't think that any of that storyline was necessary.
Anyway,
None of it.
I have a different one later. Leia fake out death. You should have just died.
Yeah.
That was and not because I want Leia to die, and not because I am not being sad about the fact that Carrie Fisher did die in real life after this movie was made. But I think that it cheapens the Force by having her Mary Poppins her ass all the way over to the door after being stuck in space while everyone else died.
This is like a sealed, like a lockdown,
And don't
airtight,
dress it
pressurized
ever in
anything.
this movie about
No.
how much force use that is
Yeah,
and how
no.
big of a deal that is. No one, because she's in a coma for most of the rest of the movie, no one addresses it again.
Will say this. I think what may have happened is they had, good footage of her, like early on. In the storyline, and also with Luke, and they really wanted to use that with Luke footage, so they had to come up with something.
No, Mom, I think this was the script, and they just let it happen and then made a plan for the next movie. And the
Oh.
plan for the next movie sucked also. So,
I don't have words. We're gonna watch it because we said we're gonna watch it.
how are
Anyway.
the First Order bouncing back so easily from the last movie, considering they blew up an entire space station full of a majority of their troops?
That is my first con, but go ahead.
Just quite hypothetical. Anyway, a slow pursuit of the resistance and bad communication from Holdo. I don't understand why she couldn't just communicate with Poe. I really
That makes
don't.
no sense.
That is her purpose as a commander and as a general is or interim general is to communicate with everybody. And clearly she is communicating with some people, so I don't understand why those people aren't communicating with Poe. Or anybody on this ship, for that matter, of what the fucking plan
Yeah,
is.
why is it so top secret? You're gonna have to evacuate people to 30 fucking shuttles.
And here's the thing: if they had a different side plot on the cruiser of there's a mole, that would be one thing. Like, maybe it wasn't active tracking, it was just somebody telling them exactly what system they were at. And I think that would have been way more interesting, and that's why it needed to be top secret. And Poe is not in the inner circle anymore, and so it's on a need to know basis. You don't need to know. But no, no one's telling anybody anything, and then she lets them like do a coup for a second, and it's like, all right, we're fucking that over.
Well, and then she takes forever to make the decision to do the suicide run, which makes no sense. She's
She
like the
lets
last.
so many people die.
Well, right, and she's the last person on the ship. She was planning to die anyway. Like, just blast the fuck out of that ship. Turn around and fucking do it. Ugh.
Cantobite side quest is completely pointless. I don't understand why it is here. It is here, I think, only for visual effect. And I seriously, it is 20 minutes of this movie that I will never get back.
What is it about these movies that they feel the need, like, at some point we have to have a bar scene? There has to be a bar in
Because
here
there was one in
somewhere.
New Hope.
Well, and it was a successful scene in New Hope.
There were there's no bar scene in fucking Empire Strikes Back. There's a floating bar in Return of the Jedi.
And there's kind of a good bar, I think, in I like Maz's bar. I think her bar is
Yeah,
good.
that's fine.
And I liked the bar in Attack the Clones.
The diner.
No, the bar, the one where like they're
Oh,
hunting for
yes.
this changeling.
Death Sticks, of course. But
How's
yeah, it's
that?
completely pointless. I think it just wastes time and is preachy, and then they go and do whatever they were going to do and get caught anyway, so it didn't even matter. So what was the point of that? It was a complete waste of time. But how did Snoke get to Ben and the others in the Knights of Ren?
This is really bothering you.
It bothers
I was
me
like, I
because
just don't care that much,
It
so
bothers
it's like.
me because everyone is blaming Snoke, and as he should be blamed for this. But how did Snoke get to them is my question. How did, because here's the thing, Anakin.
Know who Snoke is. Like, when the fuck did he come into existence?
That's what I'm
I
also
don't know.
wondering. But we at least saw that Anakin was in close proximity with the Emperor without knowing it and getting influenced that entire time. Fine, whatever. But and Luke is kind of giving into dark side tendencies only because he's thinking of his evil father and all that shit. And again, closer
And
proximity.
he had family killed by, the Empire
Basically.
and stuff like that. So yeah.
Meanwhile, in this, Ben has had all the privilege of, oh, you have parents on the light side sending you to Jedi camp to learn the lightness of the Force, but he still is like, I understand that he's still like supposed to be young and all that stuff, but I'm still confused.
Well, it's like when rich kids like get drug addictions or something.
No, I
It's
guess
like
so, but
there's no good reason for this. No, there isn't, but whatever.
I still feel like I don't understand how Snoke even got into Jedi camp. Like, I don't, like, how did he sneak in the night? And how did he maintain or establish contact
I
with
don't
these
know.
children?
I don't know.
It would be fine if he just got to Kylo and Kylo spread the word. That would make some sense, but how did you get to Kylo is my
Well,
question.
right. I mean, a lot of these things don't make a ton of sense. They really do not.
Anyway, Return of the Jedi ass fight for Kylo and Rey right before the Red Guard stuff. It literally is just Return of the Jedi. It's clear that these people who were writing this were like, all right, well, remember in Return of the Jedi where Luke goes to Vader and is like, I'm gonna turn you, and then it's just like, no, and I'm gonna send you to
Oh,
my
yeah, it's like
master.
word for
It is
word.
literally the
It's
exact
so
same
bad.
up until the big fight. And it's like,
But the
okay.
big fight is good.
It is, yeah, and again, that was in my best parts, but it's like, consistency issues, like Phasma, how did she survive the light speed ram? How did any of them fucking survive the light speed ram is my question.
How
But I.
did Phasma survive the circular base blowing up? I mean, like a lot of these people, you just don't. I understand how Hux and Kylo Ren got off the planet because they had like
The
the
transporter.
transport thing, but it didn't make any fucking sense to me.
She was supposed to be in the trash compactor.
Yeah, she was.
I like Gwendolyn Christie, so I'm not like mad about it, but I'm still confused.
Yeah.
Porgs, cute but unnecessary.
Oh God, I can't even talk about it. No.
Okay. It would make more sense as far as like if character development thing for Poe to stop Finn from going into the canon. Because Poe has been all gung ho about recklessness and take him on for the team and all that stuff. It would make more sense for him to be like, no, let's err on the side of caution. And he does that by like calling them back. However, I think it would make more sense for Poe, who is Finn's friend, to also just stop him from doing that. So yeah, those are the cons that I wrote down.
All right, my cons, and I will point out, I know that this episode of our podcast is really long. It's because this plot is so convoluted and nonsensical. And these are many of the reasons we have lots and lots of cons, and there's been a lot of discussion about it. So the long crawl, and then there's that continuity error in it right away of the First Order is controlling the whole galaxy. It's like the last thing we saw, their main base just got blown up. What the fuck are we talking about here? This makes no sense. Oh God, I can't even read my notes. This is what happens when it's been like a couple hours. Luke being awful to Rey, I think it's a little over the top. You know, him throwing away the light saber, I just think it's stupid. Porgs being the new Ewoks, hate it. Hated Ewoks. It's all bad. Green milk, disgusting. Although we did do green milk as our drink for the last one, but whatever. The Leia doesn't die. I really think that this is just absurd, the whole frozen Leia thing, her having this much control over the Force, having never exercised it. We have never seen her exercise the Force
Other
other
than
than to
through
respond to Luke.
communicate.
Yeah, other than to respond to Luke when Luke reaches out to her. And most of what she says is Luke. I mean, that's it. Like, there's nothing else that we see her do. So it just seems really stupid. Everything we've talked about with Admiral Holdo, I don't need to repeat it. It's just dumb. I don't like Finn running away to supposedly save Rey. It does not make sense to me. It is not logical. Going to save Rey, going to where she is to save her, maybe, or something along those lines would make more sense to me than him. Like, let me go run away to somewhere else so that her tracking device doesn't take her to someplace unsafe. Makes no sense to me.
It is very convoluted, much like the rest of this.
Rose, I don't give a fuck about her character at all. I'm terribly sorry to this actress.
I also apologize to her.
I think that she was added to this movie as a token, both as a female and as a person of Asian descent. And,
And I praised them for diversity in the last movie.
yeah.
However, I feel like it's not an issue of the fact that she is promoted to a like speaking character and like has an
Yeah.
actual part in the story, but her part in the story has no bearing on anything.
Right.
I
I mean,
think that's what bothers
honestly,
me.
all of that Canto Bight thing could have just been Finn. Or, as you said, Finn and Poe, if they're going to be two people. But Finn could have done 90% of that, I mean, more than that, on his own. Because it really is much more, I mean, and there's no lesson actually being learned. I mean, he could figure out, like, these kids are being abused and shit like that all by himself.
He
I
was
mean,
an abused kid.
he was an abused kid. So I don't see any purpose to her other than tokenism, and I really don't like it.
And the thing is, we could have been taking that time that we were learning about Rose and have learned about somebody who's going to be there, like at like a Poe of like, hey, what's your background? Because
Yeah.
we know Finn's background, kind of. But like that would have been a great expansion of Poe's character from just, oh, cool pilot guy in the first one to, you know, he's a big part of this franchise that we need to get to know. Meanwhile, Rose, again, could have been the like point of contact
Planet.
on the transport, and
Yeah.
then she could have still been a major player in this movie without, with her still having the purpose of, oh, my sister just died. I want to make sure, like, clearly this other thing isn't working. I want to make sure that this works in her honor or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would have made plenty of sense. And she could have still had the engineering know-how and all that stuff. But, like,
It's
what?
just a waste. The goofy Kylo and Rey connections, I feel like, I don't know. It just seems some of the conversations that they have are, like the kind of conversations you have, like when you're dating and it's 11 o'clock at night, and it's like, I don't know, my dad sucks. It's like,
So why
you
do you hate your father?
know what I mean?
No,
It's like, well, and she actually asks, why do you hate your
I
father?
know, I was
What?
quoting her.
Okay, but why do you hate your father? And his response is, well, what did Luke say? It's like, Luke isn't
Well, you
your
know
father,
what,
dumbass.
Mom? You know what you told me? The mentor sometimes matters more.
Well, and that's his father figure, I guess. But again, when we were talking about it earlier, I feel like that is such a goofed up, fucked up transference, bad therapy thing. Benicio del Toro in this role that he's in, and I know like a lot of these stars wanted to be in these movies, and I think they tried to make it more of a thing than it actually is or needed to be. He really didn't need to be that big of a deal in this. In fact, there's a character in Rogue One that serves the same purpose, but it doesn't have that, hi, I am a star trying to do like a stutter or something to make this cooler. You know,
Who are you referring to?
so there's a guy that's,
Is he the one with the goggles?
yeah.
Yeah, okay, I know who you're talking
Yeah.
about now.
And you know, again, it completely in keeping with that movie, this feels out of place, and it should have been toned down or redirected or something. The horse thing, again, the question mark there is like, yes, it's visually stunning. No, it is completely unnecessary, stupid, and preachy. Kylo's daddy and daddy slash Luke issues we already talked about. There's an inadequate sense of urgency. Like, they're talking about urgency, and yet we're going to go on this side quest and save these horse things on Canto Bight.
Yeah.
We're gonna, and that takes a long time. It's a lot of screen time. We're gonna like talk to these kids about we're with the rebels. There's a lot of that. Once they get to the Imperial or First Order ship, a lot of dragging around. I mean, the fucking Republic ship or Alliance ship should have gone down by now.
Yeah.
It's just, and they're not running, they're not pushing, they're saying things, but there's no physical anxiety, there's no like panting and sweating and that kind of
Well, because
thing.
they're not on the ship that's about to be blown
Yeah,
up.
but they're trying, they should be trying to help
No, I'm not
more.
saying, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just also saying, like, that's probably why they are feel a little bit detached from it.
Yeah,
And
but
really,
still.
Rose is meant to be the one to like drag him back to reality half the time, like Finn back to reality. But she doesn't do it often enough, and she doesn't.
To reality about the urgent mission that they're on. She drags him back to reality about,
No, she
I guess.
does when she mentions she has a whole thing on her wrist about the fuel supply. And mentions that, but she
She
just
doesn't
doesn't put
look
any
at
pep in
it.
her step.
No, she doesn't. It's pathetic. That scene with Snoke, the conversation between Rey and Snoke is identical to Return of the Jedi. It is stupid.
It was probably one of the best parts about Return of the Jedi, at
Yeah,
least.
I wrote down my ambition that Rose was going to die, but she did not. So,
I don't want her to die. I just wish that they had used her differently,
yeah,
or at
I
least
just,
to a better effect than just being a preachy person.
yeah, I agree. Those were all the cons I put down. Where would you
You
place?
know what she reminds me of? Kind of like Eloise in season two of Bridgerton. Not
Yes.
quite as annoying,
Yes. Yes.
but very similar. The here audience, I'm talking at you. This
Yes.
is bad. Animal abuse and child abuse, awful things. And you shouldn't be betting on horse races, and you shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other. It's like, okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't allow people to make money off the backs of other people because it is evil and
Like,
bad.
we have control over
Yeah,
that.
exactly. I mean, I
I'm fine with like an anti-corporate message. That's fine, but I'm just like, what?
Yeah, and you know the two approaches to it, like hers being, I want to blow this whole thing up, this whole casino up, and the Benicio del Toro thing of, oh, good and evil don't exist kind of thing. It's
Yeah.
like, wait a minute, no, that's just not true.
I
So
think that would be an interesting topic.
philosophical discussion.
No, it would be an interesting topic when if referring to just those people of like, oh, do these people, none of this matters. It's just making them money. And like that's fine to mention, but like I also think that leaning more towards like moral grayness and like seeing the gray instead of just black and white, I think is a good thing, but at the same time, it's like not what Star Wars fucks with. Star Wars fucks only with
Good,
good,
evil.
evil, light, dark.
Yeah. And I think they are trying to create this morally gray because, the conflicted characters, the Rey and
They've
the
always
Kylo
fucked a
thing.
little bit with it, but like again, they have never really been good at showing it.
No. All right. So where do you place this?
All right, let's see. So it's 5, 4, 7.
It's getting hard, isn't it?
Yeah. 3, 8, 2, 6, 1.
So my initial thought had been 5, 4, 7. I was gonna put 8 ahead of 3, but I think
No.
3 is more important to the story overall, and they're,
There's just more shit
there's
happening.
more real shit happening.
Yeah.
But there are things I really, really like about this,
I
and
do too.
losing Luke is, I don't know, it's really hard for me. So I
I might have put it there in anger.
yeah,
But
no, I'm thinking it might be,
it
so
might be
five,
above
four,
three.
yeah, 5, 4, 7, 8, 3, and I still have it as 2, 6, 1. I know yours is 6, 2, 1, but
Yeah.
whatever.
I might switch to having it above Revenge of the Sith because Revenge of the Sith is still a prequel. And I will say that Last Jedi is entertaining. And that is more than I can say for a lot of the prequels.
Yeah, true.
And okay, how about this? Entertaining and meant to be entertaining. The entertaining parts of the prequels aren't usually supposed to be entertaining. So I think that there was a lot of intention put behind this sequel. And I like the general ideas in there about like anyone can be a Jedi and have the Force. Anyone could do this and like hope and learn from your failures. Don't just like wallow in them and all that stuff. I like those messages. And I think for the most part, they're well conveyed. However, there was a lot of downtime for no reason, even though everything is supposed to feel a lot more like, oh my gosh, everything
Urgent.
needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
Like, there is a leisurely pace to this that doesn't really belong there.
Correct.
And
Correct.
so I think that if they were going, they need to just tighten it up a lot more. I don't think Rian Johnson is to blame entirely. I do think that he had some great ideas that he brought to the table. Obviously, they're shat on in the next movie,
Oh,
which
yeah. No,
I
if you
don't
think you
appreciate.
understand this universe at all, and I know that, like, between 7 and 8, there have been some shifts in tone and character and that kind of stuff that are a little confusing. If you think you understand this universe at all, this next movie is going to blow up anything you thought you understood.
Yeah.
I'm curious because it's the one, like Phantom Menace. It's one of those ones I don't watch very much, so I'm curious to see if my take on it is different.
All right, so my ranking 5, 4, 6.
Six,
No. No, sorry, 7. Okay,
seven.
sorry. 5, 4, 7, 8, 3, 6-2-1
All right.
is my ranking. And there's also another thing that I failed to mention about Rey's costuming. Rey gets more gray instead of light and tan. So it's kind of just showing a progression into, all right, well, maybe she's fucking with the dark side a little bit. And then the next movie completely alters it back to tan and completely ignores the color progression of her character to, let's not put her in black. I'd hate
Oh,
that.
no. Hey, we are going to talk about it at some length in the next movie because
There
I
are
think
things
there's plenty
set
to
up
talk
in this
about.
movie that I am okay with. And then they get fucked with in the next movie.
Yes, they do. So we are actually looking for, I think I'm looking forward to seeing how this fits because I don't know that we've actually ranked them in this
We
way
have
before.
not.
So this should be fun. We are looking forward to sharing it with you. We hope that you join us and
Cheers.
cheers.